Welcome to this freshly hatched, unmatched batch from scratch, the show where, just like our emotions, the beers are bottled in canned.
Every episode, we try some beer, talk about life. We really don't know shit about either, so don't set your expectations too high.
Our credentials? Null. Our expertise? Void, so don't take anything we say too serious.
Let's talk some shit.
Welcome back to Bottled and Canned. This is episode number 2, the show where my co-host, even though we've done this 3 times, still is asking the same questions every week.
About like opening the beer?
No, we can't open the beer yet.
About if you could beatbox?
That was not a question that came up earlier, but that is an example of where we're going to start out nice and strong for you today. So,
can you put the notes back up?
We are going to definitely. I'm just checking the levels.
Okay.
Just checking
the levels. I need to know when to say what beer is it, Matt.
Oh my God.
You don't. You should put your script above it so I don't screw it up.
It's not a script. Oh. It's show notes. And there is nothing in these notes that's highlighted except for the shit that you always need help with. You're like my grandpa. I need to like lay things out and color code.
Well, you have my things highlighted in different colors.
No, this is...
The yellow?
That's not... You made that.
I didn't highlight it. Well, why is that one green?
You put all this in. Remember, this is a shared document.
But I didn't highlight it.
Then you must have deleted what was there and just started typing stuff in, and it was already highlighted because it was highlighted to let us be known we needed
a... The green one is a weird... That's a weird prompt.
That means, yes, we're selecting this one. So,
you did highlight it.
This is a
so
riveting,
you did highlight.
This is a riveting start to the show.
I did highlight.
You are not listening, and this is going to go very well. So anyway, my name is Matt. I'll be the sentient one of the team here, and this is
Jason.
And how would you describe yourself?
Handsome.
Okay, that's not... I was... Okay, that's all right. Okay, point in case. So,
perfect. Right. I have the results at home.
Okay, we are going to go ahead and start things off right away, as we always do. Introducing today's beer. And talking a little bit about it and how it's going to tie into our main discussion of the day.
Matt, what beer is it?
Oh, Jason, I'm so glad you asked. It is from a local brewery out here in Las Vegas called Huddle, spelled H-U-D-L.
What was with you picking things that are spelled wrong?
I don't know. That's actually a good point. And then the name of this...
Even more amazing is that I know it's spelled wrong because I'm almost illiterate.
But it's spelled so wrong. If anyone would say that's the right way to spell the word Huddle, I would be concerned for them. Now, this beer from Huddle, spelled wrong, as Jason has called out.
Can you tell him how to spell it?
H-U-D-L. I did that Huddle. At the very beginning.
But you know what? That's the way it should be spelled.
Why?
I don't know, because I have a whole beef. It's a whole thing. We'll get into it someday. I hate silent letters. I hate things not spelled phonetically. I hate that phonetically is spelled wrong. Isn't it spelled with a P-H?
Technically.
Yeah, I hate all that shit. There's no reason for double letters, for silent letters. If it was just spelled the way it sounds, life would be so much better.
All right. That rant was well timed because that was in the middle of me saying the name of the goddamn beer. I get through the name of the goddamn beer?
By Huddle. Spelled, in my opinion, the way it should be spelled.
Okay. Very good. Very good tangent we're on already. It's called Alicorn. Alicorn. And Jason, you made a strange face, and I'm glad you did. And while you're making that strange face, you forgot a very important question.
I was just going to ask you, Matt, is it bottled or is it canned?
I'm so glad you asked. It's canned. So yeah, we got a canned beer here today, Huddle Alicorn. It's a unique beer. I want you to read the type of beer it is there at the bottom.
Hazy IPA, Unicorn X. What the hell is that word? Terpenes?
Terpenes. Very good. So anyway.
Is that like like somebody goes to school in Maryland?
No, that is not.
Is that different?
That's a lot. That's very different. This is like the fig nougat all over again with you. Okay. No. Honestly, what terpenes are, they are something that are native to the hop. also to its cousin or genetic family of plants, hemp and marijuana.
I was going to say, isn't that like...
Yes. Yeah, so terpenes are like aromatic oil, like that comes, you know, just naturally from the plant itself. Again, from a certain family of plants. So I'm no botanist on that. I didn't say that probably technically correct. That's okay. But it gives it specific flavor profile. So that's why it's in marijuana. There is edible hemp. There is hemp that's more industrious and so, not. But then again, like just like, you know, hops in beer, they each have their different flavor. So there's
so I have a question.
Terpenes help shape that. What's up?
I would like to know the history behind the name. And it says Ollie corn, but there's a picture of a unicorn. Is it Ollie? Is it a type of unicorn?
So that's, listen, so that it was funny because... I feel like I'm pretty well caught up on my mythical horse. So, like, I know what a unicorn is, right? Unicorn's a horse with that horn, right?
And wings, right?
Right. And then, no, wings is a Pegasus.
With a unicorn with wings is a Pegasus?
When it has a wing and a horn, it's called an Ollicorn.
Bullshit.
Bro,
Google it. I did not know there's categories of unicorns.
I do research before the show. Which means I go to Google and type. So there's
like rainbows.
There's
rainbows on the can.
Yes. Okay.
So it's interesting.
Where was that going? Because I was just curious. Rainbows on the can.
Like, is it like did like leprechauns ride them? Is there a pot of gold? Listen, how does this relate to
it's
rainbows?
It's a fake animal. You could be, again, like where
it actually reminds me of like Lucky Charms. Do you have Lucky Charms here?
Actually, we do have Lucky Charms here.
I fucking love Lucky Charms.
Well, you're not getting my children's Lucky Charms because they need it for school tomorrow.
They can eat their Cookie Crisp.
There is Cookie Crisp too. Oddly enough,
you know I think
we only have like three cereals in there. You've named two of them. Let's guess the third cereal.
I don't know. Can I drive their Mercedes? I just keep throwing out things and hopefully we get a sponsor one day. Like I hope Lucky Charms and Mercedes. If you just keep throwing out names of like things that people might we like, maybe we'll get sponsored. You know what? Didn't we talk about that last time? Because like people would
have to listen. Don't you understand?
Mark, will you tell me, our one listener, if we talked about that? Because the thing is, what our listener doesn't know is that this is like our second episode, but it's the first one was called 000.
It's our third episode.
But the one was marked 000. So does that even count?
So it's episode zero. So, that's how math works.
But like if I'm sitting on a plane, like I'm going to be doing on Saturday, I could listen to these back to back and I would listen and be like, how the fuck does this guy not remember? He just said that yesterday or 10 minutes ago. People don't know. It was like 3 months since we did the first one. Has it been 3 months? It's been a while.
You're so hyperbolic. It has not been 3 months.
I don't even know what hyperbolic means.
You're exaggerating too much.
Is Ollicorn hyperbolic?
Okay. So anyway, thank you. Great segue back onto what should be a 5 minute segment on our show, which always turns into be like 15 minutes of just rambling.
Well, you shouldn't have given me the warm up shots.
You asked. Okay. Anyway, so Ollicorn. It's when a Pegasus and a unicorn and a horse all in one. The reason I thought this is going to be good, because our main discussion today is going to be talking about when you're looking for a new role and you're looking for a new job and you're trying to make the next step in life. Maybe it's not even a job. Maybe it's just the next big decision in your life. And what I thought metaphorically this worked well is you're looking for that unicorn. You're looking for that perfect, the thing that doesn't exist almost, right? The perfect fit, the perfect thing that's the right pay, that's the right culture. But I think you're looking to find your unicorn. And so that's our Ollicorn.
Speaking of this,
that's why we're drinking it today for this. But that's not our topic
so
yet.
Like I would be like an Ollicorn. People should stop calling me Handsome Jay and call me Ollicorn, because I'm like, so rare and so perfect.
I just don't even know how to respond to that. Like, you're a grown
just
man.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. I agree. So anyway, but now despite...
I do like the can.
Having to deal in a world of perfect, let's try the beer and let's describe how it is and let's check it out. So this is a hazy IPA with a Unicorn X Terpenes from City Trees, which is a dispensary here in Las Vegas.
I literally almost did it again. I almost called you by the complete full name. You have edit buttons, right?
Yeah, something like that. How's the beer?
So let me ask you, it's good, actually. But hold on.
What is an IPA supposed to taste like? What is an IPA compared to, let's say, Pilsner? Because I don't want to say it's like IPAs are bitter, but no, they're
it's
like
literally
hoppier.
What they're meant to be. Is oh, bitter and
okay,
hoppy.
Okay, that's exactly what I wanted
no,
to say.
No, they're always bitter and hoppy, but that's exactly the profile that you're looking for, where there are hoppy Pilsners or like a Czech Pilsner, which might use a little bit more of a hop than a traditional German, but you know, hops are not void in every beer. Hops are a part of every beer, but just how much of that hop is a part of the flavor profile and how it's prepared and warmed up and or not. But at the end of the day, always bitter is right. What's up?
It says this mystical. What makes this mystical? This mystical hazy IPA incorporates city trees. Are they talking about like the
City Trees is a local dispensary out here,
right? Is that what they're referring to?
Yeah.
Is there weed in here?
No. There's terpenes from weed that are augmented into the beer to help give it flavor profiles.
Helped out by City Trees.
Right. But there's no psychoactive effects. You don't get high off of it. It's not like a liquid form of marijuana. It's just using the terpenes from marijuana strain to flavor the beer. So if you taste it, it tastes grassy and earthy and, you know, a little dank even, if you
right will. From the start, the magic begins. First, the floral vapor trail passes through your nostrils and you can't help to smile. That's what it says. Did I smile?
Yeah, you know, like all the other times we read the beer cans on the show. What are you doing? That's what we're not reading the cans.
No, they want, do you guys want to know the active ingredients? No, there's a Surgeon's General warning.
Why don't you read that for everybody? This is great stuff.
Don't drink if you're pregnant. No shit. Remember those PSAs back in the day where they'd be like, don't shake the baby? What motherfuckers were shaking their babies?
Dude, a lot of people shake their babies to this day. It's not
these motherfuckers shouldn't be having babies.
But it's a serious... No, that's the thing. Is like they literally, as you're leaving the hospital, they're going, hey, these babies are going to scream a lot.
Those are the only instructions you get?
And you're going to feel very stressed out, so just try your best not to shake them. Now, listen, I'll be fucking real with you. I never, ever, ever wanted to like shake my baby, but I had those moments where I was going, what do you want?
Like, well, that's fucking crazy.
But like but who that's would like, just
like
you
listen
do have these
I,
moments,
I'm not a dad
bro.
Right, I remember taking my dog home and I was like, I don't know what to do with a dog. I was like, what would it be like to have a baby? I mean, I wouldn't want to shake a baby. Like, who would shake a baby? You give the baby back to the
right,
mother
dude,
and let
would,
her deal
with
the shit.
Who would kill someone? Who would stab someone for heroin? These are all like, you're asking something that's like,
I don't know. I
guess maybe so it's common that people are in different circumstances and have different mindset than you. And the shaking baby thing is,
I think, listen, you just get, like I just said, you give the baby back to the mother. You figure it out. Or you call your mom. Mom, okay. The baby's crying.
Well, anyway, this is going to be great. We're going from like babies and shaking. How do you rate the beer? How is
beer? I was going to say, am I rating it against all beers or hazy, majestical IPAs? Is it majestical or mystical? What did it
I
say?
I mean, it's also
majestical.
We're not going to answer this question every episode. You're not allowed to ask it every time. The rules aren't going to change. Okay. You're just trying it as a beer.
And I love the floral aroma.
It does have a very...
I did smile.
No, seriously. What's it like when you smell it? Do you smell anything that comes to mind? Like when you really smell it?
Grapefruit? Maybe?
Interesting. Because, I mean, it does... Like, terpenes will have that fruity aroma. Like, you know, certain, like, marijuana strains can be, like, almost fruity or, like, citrusy. You know what I mean? Both in flavor and in smell. So, that's, like, definitely can be from the, you know... So, that's good. But, no, there's definitely fruity aromas, but...
Do you get grapefruit? I'm not good with fruits. It could be dragon fruit. I never had a dragon fruit. I don't even know what the fuck it is, but it's fruity. I say grapefruit because that's...
It's funny. You're also just saying grapefruit because it's a little bitter. You know, grapefruit's a bitter fruit, so you're just like, I taste bitter, but yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I just said I hate grapefruit, but I like this beer, which is weird, but yes, yeah. You expect beer to have a certain flavor. Yeah. You have fruit, you expect it to taste like watermelon, right? Like really, you know?
Yeah. No, but I mean...
I like this glass, too.
Yeah, it's good.
Those pups? Those dogs?
Yeah, that's from a local brewery out here in Vegas. It's from Big Dogs.
Spelled correctly, actually.
That one.
It's not.
Judges?
It's not D-O-double-G.
Judges say
they should spell it D-O-double-G.
Yeah, they should. So, God. Yeah, so anyway.
Which is the only time I like double letters, by the way.
When it's Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Okay, I respect that. How would you rate this beer, Jason?
Man, it's not as heavy as I thought it was going to be. IPAs usually are heavy, right?
It's actually only like a 6%. It's a 6.3%.
Since we started this 3 months ago, I've been going drinking more, which is a good thing. It's part of my New Year's resolution, drink more.
Cool.
Yeah.
Holding true to it.
Yeah, so I stop at a lot of places to try and have some beers, and I'm beginning to like IPAs, where I remember the first time I had an IPA, I was like, this is shit.
Sure.
Because that's all I liked was like Coors Light. Now you drink a Coors Light, like, wow, that's just really watery, right? Nothing. Yeah. It's like really watery.
Yeah.
No, this is good shit. Oh, sorry.
So it's funny. It's like, it's kind of a session IPA to me. What that means is sometimes...
Wait, when you say session, tell me, I don't know why, I'm thinking like very tight, small bubbles and like citrusy. Is that what they are?
No, I mean, session just means they're not going to cook them as long, and they're not going to, I think, basically warm the hops up as long. So they're not as strong alcoholic. Like this is a 6.3, which is a little bit higher than a session. Sessions are like 5, 5.5 sometimes, which are pretty low for like an IPA, which is what you're asking. Hold on. And I'm not saying that it is a session. I'm saying it reminds me of one, where it's not on the front slapping you in the face with hops and bitterness, but on the back end, it's like a nice, refreshing, grassy hop.
I wouldn't drink it if it slapped me. I was going to make a comment about what we talked about earlier and the reason, whatever. It says it's a New England IPA. Yep. I thought they were local.
No, it's a style. So like New England / hazy is the style of beer.
What brewery is Peter Griffin work at?
Pawtucket Pete's.
So this is like a Pawtucket Pete's.
Not necessarily, but just, you know, generally.
Is it Pawtucket Pete's?
New England or hazy IPAs just are basically the name. They're just IPAs that aren't clear. Most IPAs that I guess aren't hazy, like a standard IPA, West Coast IPA, American IPA, they're just like kind of clear still. They're richer in color, but you can still see through them where these are hazy. They're murky.
I do like the haziness.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always seem to gravitate to the hazier style because it's also more fruity. They're also sweeter. So.
What are you trying to say? Did you put an umbrella in my beers? That's the only way I'm going to drink
honestly,
them?
Honestly, probably. Like, take it from behind your ear and use that one.
Holding my hair out of my face.
Yeah, all your hair. This guy's bald in real life.
No, don't say that. I'm not bald. I have two gray hairs.
I just said to myself, I was like, I'm going to call him bald, and he is going to immediately correct it super seriously. Like the most serious you've been in 3 episodes is going, I'm not bald. What are you talking about?
Don't even have a gray.
Yeah, I do. Know.
Actually, oddly enough, I found 3 grays in my beard, and I have one in my. Yeah, I go, fuck, it's getting old.
That's just
Matt.
That's
when
just
you get
life,
there,
dude.
If you get listener, grays. Mark, I was going to tell everybody your age, but I don't fucking know it, so I'm not.
Don't tell people my age, dude. I look good,
but
though.
Mark knows that you're way younger than I am.
How many years are we apart in age?
10.
It's not 10.
Your soul is older than mine. I'm way more immature.
Yeah, that's
but you're
true.
You're definitely like, I'm age wise. You're
I think
older.
I'm 8 to 10 years younger than you.
Yeah, but you're like my dad.
Yeah, dude.
I had a good dad,
I'm definitely like your dad. I'm like the abusive stepdad who.
You are abusive.
Only I know I am, but that's like. This is going to sound really weird. This is probably a little too much, but I think it's important. This is actually like a deep moment. I'm usually the meanest to the people that are closest to me, especially my friends. Bro. But it's all like a bit. Like it's all... But there's moments where I'm honest and I'm direct and I'm blunt.
Okay, you're talking about like
but
bit stuff?
If I'm like... No, but if I'm like even honestly like seem just curt with you and impatient sometimes, that's usually a sign of comfort and trust.
Well...
You know what I mean? Versus like someone else I'm putting up a front and I'm like, oh no, it's okay. Take your time. Whereas someone I'm like pissed off at, I'm like...
Well, that's a fun
you,
thing,
bro. You know, I don't know if I love that
that's
person.
A, that's the fun thing
real.
About being a dude.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you were a girl, you can't say anything mean about anybody else because it's like all drama. But guys, it's like you talk shit. Your thing is like find the person's biggest insecurity and make fun of it.
Yeah.
And then I was just talking to, can I say names?
I was talking
to that person that you used to work with that I work with that sometimes is challenged learning technology. Do you know?
What's funny is you could use that name because that name means infinite things. These
right,
days,
right, right. So I was just saying, like, you know, it's so easy because like a lot of times you hanging out with your boys and you say shit, you talk shit, and then like you'll say something and leave yourself wide open for somebody to hit you with something. You know, that's like the banter.
Yeah.
That's always.
So that's just, you know,
the
speed bumps of, yeah. And like, I think I was tabbing out just to check the audio levels.
Don't fuck with the notes.
Dude, I'm not going to fuck with the notes. The notes are fine.
You guys missed, like, it was the funniest fucking shit I've ever said in my life. It was like
a minute and a half of nothing.
Award winning, Grammy winning, Emmy winning fucking conversation. You know, and he didn't fucking record it.
So what I think is that, first off, back off the mic there. Jack,
why am I too close?
A little bit. No. Okay, that's not. People hate that. That's like if they're listening to headphones, you're gonna like rattle their
brains. I don't fucking know, dude. I just talk.
That's okay. Well, maybe let's take a moment. All right. So anyway, we were just kind of like rambling on about like the banter and disguise can be like harder on it. But I'm not talking about that. I mean, it was more just about like. When I'm more direct with somebody, that's a good sign, I guess. Like I'm not,
you feel comfortable enough to talk shit, talk shit back, and you're not gonna offend.
Right. And I'm not like, yeah, exactly. I'm more comfortable in that space. But like my wife, we were saying, just the opposite. I don't wanna lead anymore. I don't wanna be the alpha. I wanna come home and just be told what to do. It's not like a I let her pretend like she's in charge. Like it's a no.
Usually people say,
she's in charge. You know what I mean? What's that?
Usually people say, excuse me when they.
Oh,
the microphone.
You know, I got a pop filter, you know, and we're on a beer.
They couldn't even hear it because you got that fucking cool thing. Did we talk about that 3 weeks ago on our last episode? Last
episode, it was new. It was the first time I had it.
So, did I mention it? We have never listened to the last episode to edit it. So you guys want to listen to it with us, Mark? Mark, you guys, Mark. Let's go.
We are 20 minutes in and we are nowhere into our show.
Dude, every fucking time, all three times we do this shit, I'm like, how do we come up with fucking material? Every time I come over, I've been in a fucking bad mood. And every time, like, we just keep rambling on about dumb shit. Can we rate the beer?
And every time I'm trying to advance things forward.
Fuck it.
And you just cut me off and just start talking about stuff.
Our listener shows up for me.
Okay, well, they're here
because I'm his boss, and I make him,
which is not important information. So, all right. Anyway, we did have a time killer and a vein filler queued up, and we had some good.
But we didn't even rate this shit. Can we back up a step?
Yeah. Okay. See, now I can't keep track where we are because you can't keep like on track.
Legit,
so.
Legit though, dude.
Yeah, rate it. Rate.
We're gonna get more. What's it out of 10 or 5?
It's at a scale of 1 to 5.
Oh, it's in the notes.
Week in the row,
Mark.
In the goddamn
Mark, literally,
notes.
Dude, it's sitting right there in the notes. I just don't look at Matt's notes.
Yes, you do, because you talk about them every time, and you call out specific things about them.
Okay, Mark. For the record, I only do it so I can criticize his notes. I don't really do it because I care.
Okay. Rate it.
3.75.
Nice. That's actually pretty close to what I would rate it. So,
like, I looked at your notes.
No, honestly, I didn't have it on
that
there.
That's
good. So it's a 3.75. I mean, I have it about a 3.85, like exactly in that same type of range.
What made it a 3.85? Like, what was the 0.85 over a 7.5?
That's tough. I think it's just like one of those things. Like, there's just a number in my head that it hits because I've tried so many beers. Like. I mean,
see, that goes back to the very first conversation we had when it took me 40 fucking minutes to decide how to put something in. What are you showing me?
I'm just saying I've tried that many beers. So
2000 today.
No, don't read
Holy
it. Don't
shit.
Don't read it. But no, I'm just saying
that's a lot of beer. Why can't I read it? Is it private?
No, I just
is it like your social security number?
It's like a brag. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying, but it's not even that big of a number. Like there's guys with way bigger numbers.
Something I mean, I'm sure I've had that many drinks, just mostly of
sure.
Light beers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jason just trying to be the better guy on the show. He had a burp and he just turned away and just tried to like shove it down, but he's like, that's a way bigger burp than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah,
it took him a second to recover.
This is legit. No, but going back to like
3.75,
that shit that it was annoying you when I was trying to like I was over analyzing how to rate the beer. I was like, this is my first one on the show, like whatever, fucking cares, nobody gives a shit about anything I have to say anyway, so why did it matter? But your rating, because you've had so many, you're actually like sort of
ranking them based on like, oh, I've had so many, this falls in like this category. It gives right. you like a
gist. I can rank them by right? category.
Like I had like literally yeah. the first beer ever that I was going to rank. I was like, I don't, to me, it should be dead center. And then I'll start judging plus or minus from there, moving on. That was my practical system. But I don't know.
But you should trust your beer sensei and you should just listen. And the whole thing is just try to rate it on whatever scale you have.
Are we really
20
minutes in?
Yeah, now we're close to 30. So
it would have been like 45 had you not cut out all that fucking shit that was so amazing. Mark, you missed out.
It wasn't that long. It was like a minute and a half. So
Mark, you missed out. That was the best minute and a half.
Yeah, dude, he was
talking.
Honestly, all that racist stuff you were saying was
Don't say that stuff. Jeez, dude.
How come you just sit here and make all these jokes and threats? I make one of them, and you're like, whoa, dude.
But you're saying you're making up lies about canceling. This is like things people get canceled. Good thing Mark isn't offended by anything, because he's the only listener that would ever. Oh, my God.
You've never said anything racist, you know? Except for that one thing about
that racial person.
I was trying to remember where your family's from. I was like, oh.
No, honestly, you want to know the old, like.
No, I don't. Please, let's not do this.
Oh, you're right. Because.
Let's just not
do this. No, but it's funny. I was going to tell you the story of the time I was like, I was really racist towards white people. Which is the opposite, and I felt so bad about it.
No, it's all.
But if I tell the story, it's gonna sound bad.
Oh my God.
But like, I don't know. I get really annoyed when I saw a white person doing something, and I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
Well, that's I agree with. You know, when you're seeing that, you're like,
"It was so
you're embarrassing us."
It was like phony. Yeah, it annoyed me.
Like what? Like. Okay, anyway,
all
right.
Yeah, let's not talk about that shit. Jesus fucking Christ.
This show sucks.
Are you allowed to say Jesus?
This show.
When people say Jesus H. Christ, what's the H?
I think it's Hunsucker.
Hunsucker?
I just made that up. I don't know, dude.
Hans Gruber?
Hans Gruber?
Jesus Hans Gruber?
Hans Gruber.
Do people, like, that's how you're dating yourself. We got that other person that used to be an intern. They're not going to know the Hans Gruber reference.
I think Mark's our only listener.
Mark is our only. Mark definitely
knows
Hans Gruber.
About anyone else for? So,
do you know he used to be in Marriage Must Be Murder?
I
that's the Mark. If there's any other listener ever, look up Marriage Must Be Murder at the D.
That was a good show. So
I went there one time. He wore short shorts.
I'm wearing short shorts today.
A little too short. I can see some things I shouldn't.
Bro, what's the problem? Just enjoy the show. So, all right. Well, listen, we've gone from like racism to men's short shorts, and now it's time to discussion.
Yes,
can
but before
just,
we get
can
into
you
that,
take the cue from the host.
No,
and,
fuck the
and
host.
Just shut up. Sometimes
I'm just saying, like, do we have a waitress? Like, what do we do if we run out of beer? Like, I'm ready for another alley corn.
All right, entertain the folks.
No, don't just leave me here by myself. I'll go get the drink. Fuck. No, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Just make it quick. Oh, shit. All right, guys. Guys and girls, mostly just Mark, because you're just here. I have no idea what to say while Matt is gone, but I can share with you his middle name, which would be funny if he was here because he would not like it. So, very awkward now that Matt's not here. But I think the next segment Matt was going to talk about, it was either the Vein Killer. I can't even read his fucking notes. Vein Killer. Matt, is it the Vein Killer? Vein Filler? I don't know what it's called.
Hey, my kids are trying to sleep.
Oh. Scream outside. Oh, thank God you're back. I fucking stumbled through that shit. Here's what I've realized real quick in those 30 seconds you were gone. I absolutely, without question, fucking suck without somebody else with me. It was so bad. Did you hit pause while I was gone?
No, I'm with you. And
dude, I am so bad on my own.
This episode sucks. The show sucks today. So
no, but let's dive in. Let's dive in before we talk about the green highlight.
No, we're skipping that for time. Remember? So
oh, I was trying to vein time killer vein filler. I fucked it up. You were gone, dude. I've listened to myself and I realized like I'm very hypercritical and I was like, that shit's embarrassing. We're going to edit it out.
So this is basically.
I was so bad without
it. If you haven't noticed, folks, for the last like 3 minutes, even when I was in the room, I'm letting Jason just talk as much as possible just so maybe he can like get it out of his system, you know, for a second, and just pour it all out of his soul. Let him hear the sound of his own voice for a little bit, and then realize, holy shit, I gotta back it off.
So, Mark, let me just tell you, here's what happened. I haven't shared with you the fucking weeks, the months, the year I fucking had personally, which is, Mark actually came up to me and said, he was like, dude, you seem like you got your shit together. You seem so good. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I am a complete shit show. I must be hiding it well. There's so much shit going on. Before this episode started, I sat down to talk to Matt about what he was going through, which we're going to talk about next, about like his job search, which is totally different than what we promised we were going to talk about. But Mark,
that doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter. And I said, Matt started talking to me about it. And I go, shut the fuck up. Let me tell you about my life. And then I started telling him about my life. So we started talking about it, and Matt's response was, I got nothing, dude. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Let me just start drinking before the show. And I did. And I think
it's not fair. I mean, I don't think.
Did I express it differently? You did say you got nothing.
Yeah, because I think what you're going through is some of like the most real capital R shit that you're going to go through. And someone who's never gone through anything like that, trying to give you some sage words of wisdom is offensive. And I think I've never been short of advice for you. I've never shut the fuck up when it comes to life and my thoughts on stuff. So for once, for me to go, I got nothing, is a sign of respect for the moment and respect for your situation and the awareness that I have nothing to offer. So don't paint me in some fucking corner like you showed up here and poured your heart out and I go,
It's funny if I paint you that way. You were right. You were very supportive. If I said it that way, then you would look like a nice guy, not an asshole. I'd rather you look like an asshole.
Okay, there was something funny. One of these days,
you said something interesting during that small conversation that I'm going to have to share with other listeners at some point, but I can't. Anyways, tell us about your journey. Is that where we're next?
I don't know. So a little bit of a tie back and a reminder earlier in the episode. Our beer is Ollie Corn. It's got an Ollie Corn, or an Ollie Corn is a unicorn and a Pegasus in one. It's a horse with a horn on its head and wings, but that's called an Ollie Corn.
For you, Mark, you were here earlier, but if maybe you let your daughter listen halfway through and she just picked
possibly
up.
Well, I'm just reminding.
She did listen to the other one, so we had technically have like, but I don't think she liked it.
Yeah, but sometimes,
but he said,
you know,
she liked it. But no, like just let's remind people that like a unicorn is a horse with a fucking horn.
But what does it represent, dude, for the topic? What does it mean for the topic?
I don't remember. I don't listen to you. But here's what's interesting. Did you know that fucking like antlers are made out of like calcium?
Yeah, same thing as toenails.
They're not fucking wood. They look like wood. I thought they were like little baby trees growing out of the fucking.
Okay, I need a second on this one.
They look like wood? Did you just like a coat rack? It looks like wood, like a wooden coat rack. I was like, it's calcium? What the fuck?
Wait. So you have been walking around planet Earth for the last 40 some years, believing that antlers.
No, who would think that was a joke? I obviously thought it was calcium.
I thought it was wood. Oh, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard, dude. Okay, that reminds me. My mom, this is not a joke, bro. It is September 6th, 2023. On September 2nd, 4 days ago, my mom has been saying the word MILF and making MILF jokes for years and just found out it stands for Mom, I'd Like to Fuck. She was horrified. She named her fantasy team name MILF Mom, which, by the way, super redundant, you know, like, mom,
say,
like
it's like mom, it's like, you know, mom, I like the fuck mom.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, okay, that's, she's like, what, I guess is my stepdad who's like, no, that's, it means mom, I'd like to fuck. And she's like, oh my god. I just thought it was so, it just reminded me of that, is, you know, you realizing it's like, that it's not,
was that
wood.
In a movie, was that a movie or something where like
they American Pie is where that term started.
No, but like there was a movie or something, I think it was a movie.
Where it's like, so, I'm gonna be they, a male, they, I'm like, a male.
I heard that, or it was a comedian. Somebody was saying, like, I think it was a movie. It said, told the mom bukkake meant something totally different than what it meant.
Oh,
And they were going around saying the word bukkake. And
I'm just gonna bukkake all over this. Yeah, that was a movie. Was the movie, that was a bad movie.
It feels like
Cranston.
I was gonna say it feels like more of a Jason Bateman movie.
That's like Bryan Cranston is the dad, and like the son is the good looking one of those two brothers. God dang it! From
not as handsome as me.
Whatever, bro. What is that guy's name? James
Vanderbeek.
Oh my God, the beak.
Is he handsome? I don't know. Zac Efron.
It doesn't matter. Okay, but anyway, it's from a movie. It's from a terrible movie.
But it's funny. Like when people learn what things mean.
Yeah. No, I mean it's interesting, and I mean I've done that. There was just something recently.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Is your mom really a MILF?
That's a weird thing to say.
I asked if I could ask you a personal question.
I think some
it'd be weird guys for you to answer.
Would say that, but I wouldn't certainly. You know,
I didn't ask from your perspective.
I know, I'm kidding. But I mean, I think some guys might say so, but I don't know.
Would I say so?
That's a weird question.
Is that also weird? Is that creepy?
Probably not you, no.
Okay.
Yeah, man. My mom is a saint. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. No, my mom's a saint.
Those weren't really real questions. It was just because your mom's team.
No, that'd be funny to ask. I was like asking.
And then you're like literally pondering. The thing is my mom a milk? Dude, it was a joke.
No. But I think it's funny.
I don't really want to know.
I thought, you know, sometimes you ask like really deep stuff that's worth like, you know, thinking about. So.
Is your mom a milk? That is probably the deepest question I've ever asked anyone.
That's a deep one. Like, let's go. Let's unpack that.
That'll make you think.
Let's unpack that. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, on to the
okay. So let's talk about why we chose the alley corn.
Yeah, but when we get to the main discussion, we're gonna get
holy fuck. Here we go again.
Emotions.
This is what we did with episode 000. It lasted 2 fucking hours, and nobody gave a shit. All right.
No. Go. So we're at the main discussions where the emotions are released.
Are they bottled or canned emotions? Did I do it right? Fuck. No, I fucked it up. Back up. The main discussions where the emotions are released.
I wanted to do a show with Jason, is what I said.
Are they bottled or canned?
This will be fun, I said. He'll be a real pro.
I don't even know.
He'll be a real vet. He'll be a real.
Why did you even decide to do this fucking shit for me?
This was a mistake.
I honestly think of all the people that are ever going to see this, because I'm going to eventually see this,
sure.
Listen to this. I'm going to make people listen. Actually, I lied. I don't want anybody to ever fucking listen. But Mark is the only one that might ever enjoy this fucking thing.
And that's okay.
We did it for you, Mark.
We did it for you, Mark. It's for you, buddy. But yes, the main discussion, again, it's going to be tied back into you're looking for that unicorn in life. And I guess, again, we, as we kind of talked about in the last episode, or kind of what I'm going through personally, is that I'm on the hunt for a new job. And I've left a kind of cushy long-term job. I took an opportunity out in kind of a different facet of the same industry. Ended up not working out after 8 months, and so I'm kind of in that period where I'm looking for something new. And so that was kind of like, hey, let's do that as the main discussion. Let's talk about that, the search for the new home process. Let's talk about red flags of companies, give interview advice, resume advice. What's up, buddy?
Was that all in the notes earlier today?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't read. Carry on.
Carrying on. Okay. And then just, you know, just some thoughts on that stuff. And so, you know, I want to rapid fire through a couple things, and maybe we'll just kind of keep it by topic for now. So, like,
good beer.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. Let's just do it on a topic, and then
can Huddle sponsor us?
I wouldn't be mad at it.
You remember the can we say anything about the show?
To them?
Yeah. To Mark? Because are they on the list?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go do that. How do we get that show going? Because that could be part of the job search.
I'd like to find a job more, first and kind of, you know.
I was going
to
say, I know, creative.
In front of me.
Dude, the one thing I've realized is that like, I'm not a creative person, but I fucking love this shit. This is so fun to me. So while you're looking for a job, can we still do like the creative stuff?
Isn't that what we're doing right now?
Yes.
So
I didn't know if you started or not.
Didn't answer your question?
I don't know if you're looking.
All right. So let's bucket these things by topic, and let's try to keep them pretty self-contained within it. And let's talk about it. So I want to start, like, we're building this in the right order. So the very first thing And let's not go too verbose. Let's not talk too much on any.
Thank you.
Topics.
I was like, you know, I fucking don't have a thesaurus with me because I put my phone on silent. But yeah. There's important people trying to get a hold of me too. Let's check.
So, any important people?
Let me see.
So this is like the first advice: don't be distracted while in a conversation.
The most important people.
okay. So resume advice. Again, let's not like say like too long winded. Like quick resume tips, quick important.
The best
things resume
advice I ever had, because when I fucking hire people, I throw the goddamn resume. I don't give a fuck what school you went to. I don't give a shit. Right? Like to me, when I'm hiring somebody, the most important thing is like effort and attitude. Right? Like can you put the work in?
Okay.
And do you have a good attitude? And not just like that fake bullshit attitude where like everything's always good. No, we have fucking problems on a daily basis. Do you have the right mindset to solve problems and make the best of every situation, right? These are important fucking things, right? But I don't give a fuck. I really don't even care.
So that's your advice? The resume doesn't matter. You might as well smear your asshole on it.
No,
and
but
send
you,
it in.
No. These are just different things. I was just, the reason I said that was because, I don't give a fuck about like people put where they went to school. Who gives a fuck, dude? Nobody cares about school. Can you do the job? Are you capable? Or do you have the right mindset to do the job? Did you go like that because I was too loud and your kids are sleeping?
No. Oh, okay. No, sorry.
No, oh, just the placement of the finger.
I would be more like demonstrative. Demonstrative. No, you'd use big words.
Yes, I fucking looked at my thesaurus today because I know Matt knows a lot of fucking words for real, yo. But I don't. And so now let me carry on with what I was saying. The most important thing is like, at least in like a sales environment, when people say like, I hate when they just put job descriptions down on a resume. Don't tell me what the fuck you do. I can look that shit up. Get the fucking shit out of my face, motherfucker. That's why I tell them, tell the recruiter, give me somebody like quantify things. Hey, if you're in sales, I started with this account. I grew it X percent to this dollar amount. I've closed this many deals. I was this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so that's the advice. Be specific. Be quantitative.
You have to quantify it. Like, if you're a project manager, don't just say, like the job description. No, I ran X amount of jobs worth X amount of value. We came in this much under budget. We came in. There's got to be a way to quantify it. Otherwise, it doesn't mean fucking shit.
And I think other industries, you know, doesn't be sales are always number driven, you know. Increase productivity for a department, you know, like you're still
but how
you're but I'm saying right but I mean that's you're, but I'm saying that's better than saying stocked shelves, you know, stocked warehouse,
right? But even let's take that one step farther. Increase productivity, give me a percent. I honestly, like, even if you fucking lied about it, I wouldn't give a shit. But the point is that when you gave in, when you get like, that's probably not good to lie on a resume, but like if you quantified it to some degree, you're just trying to get into the interview, and then I'm interviewing you. I'm going to ask you, oh my gosh, you did this. Tell me about how you did that. Please give me a specific example. Situation.
Don't, but like, listen, so I was going to say
task,
a couple things. First
action,
off,
and I result. I think like, I need to know these things.
You got to get out of the bubble too, because there's people that don't have like metrics. They have nothing to pull from. They don't have quantitative things.
No,
but But I know, in spirit, I know exactly what you're saying. What you're saying is true. Don't just say what you did. Say how you did it.
I ran a marketing department for so-and-so. Here's what we started with. Here's what we did. Here's where we finished, right? There's got to be a way. It's just like anything else. Like, I'm going to use sales as an example because I'm in sales. Yeah. And oddly enough, I fucking hate sales. I'm good at it because I don't approach it from a sales perspective. I approach it as though, like, I'm talking to somebody, like, I approach it from a perspective of somebody that hates sales. Like, nobody likes to be sold on anything. How would I want to be approached as somebody who hates salesmen? That's how I approach it. Like, a real, genuine conversation. Can I help you or can I not? Will this shit work or will it not? Let me fucking tell you how it will help, how it won't help. Let me set the right expectations. It's up to you to fucking decide. I'm not going to shove anything down your throat. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right.
I was going to say something cancelable, so I'm not.
Yeah, I'm glad we glad we self-edited.
But the point is like, oh. I always tell the people, like, hey, listen, if you're not hitting all your numbers in sales, right? Like, oh, I'm not hitting this number, this number, this number. Where are you hitting? Where is your story to be told, right? What have you done? Like, share with, I can go to bat, I'll stick my neck out for you if you show me where the story is, right?
So if you're writing a resume, my suggestion is share the stories that you want to be told in some way. In some ways, that's quantifiable, right?
Yep.
Sales and project management are the two things I've ever done. So sales and project management. I had this job. We came in X dollars under budget, right? Like you give percentages under budget. You give where, you know, dollar amounts. You give what the impact that, like, tell the fucking story, right? You worked for in a marketing department. We were doing this. I reorganized this whole department to be this fucking way, to put it in this goddamn direction, motherfuckers. You leave out the swear words in the resume?
I think so. And it was, no. Which is funny, which is actually a real life example of something I did talk about. Was like, you know, there was like a question that came up. They saw something on my resume, and they like, and they kind of dove into it on like one of these. It wasn't set out to be a formal interview, but they read it on my resume and they brought it up to me, and they're like, how did you accomplish this? And it was like, you know, I, you know, blah, 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 I was able to blah, 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 use all the speaking, but like I had a real life situation and quantifiable metrics in my head that, because I had done it and gone through it, that I was able to really share and express where I wouldn't have been able to, you know, if I just kind of, you know, I was just going through the motions, I guess, in a way. But that's about it, as
a hiring leader in the organization where I work, that is something that's very important. I know, like the one listener that works for me, that I make. Otherwise, he's going on a plan. Is like, I don't know. The rest, if anybody else was listening, they'd be like, this fucking guy has a fucking team of people that listen to this fucking douchebag. Most of the time, people think of me as a douchebag when they first meet me. Then they realize I'm dope as fuck. But anyways, like that is real, really good resume advice, is quantify it and tell your story.
I like it. I like where your head's at. So he's trying to keep us there. He's doing good. I like it. So no, and I know you're tired.
What were you laughing about? I was trying.
No, I'm laughing at a million things. No, but I do think if there's kind of one piece of advice that I can kind of focus on and give quickly, is keep it to one page. I think a lot of people make the mistake of having two pages, double-sided. They want to try to talk about as many accomplishments as possible, but it's more important to like be able to tell your story in a tight way and focus on the highlights rather than tell me this laundry list of like 20 years of experience.
Who gives a fuck, right? The idea is to get somebody's attention to actually talk to you and call you and have the conversation and find out. Which leads me to the other thing is like when you're interviewing, at least this stage of my career.
Do interview advice. Go ahead.
The interview advice. What a great segue. So here's the interview advice is like for me, when I walk into a situation, because there was a situation where I was interviewing. Oh, by the way, thank you, Matt, for writing somebody on my team a letter of recommendation to leave my fucking team, asshole.
Would you really be upset by that?
No, because I wrote one too. But anyway, because I'm a good boy.
That's just a human thing to do, honestly.
During that situation, I didn't write one. But anybody on my team, I would always write.
Of course,
I would write because
any good leader.
Because my objective is like, I want to build bridges, not burn them. And if somebody wants to improve their life, fuck what I want. Nobody owes me shit. As a leader, my job is to make sure my team gets to advance in their life, right? And my job as leader is to continue to advance so I can bring people along with me, right? Because we want to build networks of people. Anyways, where was I going with that?
Interview advice.
Oh, but I was talking about the time I was interviewing.
Story, you're doing a story yes. time. Story.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. But it reminded me because there were two particular people that I knew that were interviewing. I interviewed for a job and then they were like, oh, there might be another job opening. And then I was like, oh, if that comes up, I got another name. It might be a good idea. It might not be, you know. And then all turns out like both jobs opened up the same. I was like, holy shit. But anyways, when I went into my interview, it wasn't about like, I'm not trying to fucking bullshit you and sell you on who I am. And maybe that's because that's my sales strategy when I was in sales or I am in sales. I was like, here's what I can bring to the fucking table. Here's the problems that you're going to fucking have with me. Like, for example, I don't read emails. I need them bullet pointed. I can't stay focused.
He doesn't read show note agendas
either. I don't
either.
Fucking read shit. No. But like, listen, I am very like,
I give a fuck. So I try and I have good intentions and I'm a really good problem solver in a work setting. There's a lot of good things you get out of me, but I'm going to share with you all the shit that fucking sucks about me. It's going to drive you fucking nuts about me. The reason I'm going to share all that is because I hope you share the same as a company. Here's all the things that you guys are good at. Here's what you're going to like. Here's what you're going to dislike. Because I think if you come to the conclusion, like to me, at least for my career, I have to know that it's a good fit for both. I'm not trying to fucking sell you on me, and I don't want you to sell me on you. Like, let's just fucking come to the conclusion that it's a good fit or not and shake hands either way, right? Like, that is like the best advice I think I could give.
Dude, I think that, like, that is advice about an interview, but that's kind of the most important advice about all of this. And that's my biggest thing is that use that interview process to also learn about them. I think that opportunity is missed out on so much in interviews where at the very end, the interviewer says, do you have any questions for us? And so many people don't. And
they ask us canned questions. Like, how about?
Is winning in your organization about revenue or is it about relation? Like, it's like, whoa, or it's just some weird question. When you ask a good question about the role, the culture, the expectations, the budget setting.
What is your NPS? I literally had somebody ask me what our net promoter score was. I was fuck off.
People don't even know what that is, but I just meant like, when someone has a good question, it shows a certain amount of experience and understanding and also like a certain amount of maturity where you're like, this person knows what they want.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when you go into these situations, you got to find out like it goes back to like, I don't know. Did we joke about that on the air or off the air about like when you meet somebody, if you're dating somebody new, like instead of trying to sell yourself, like the first question you should fucking ever ask, what's your biggest red flag? Right? Like, I want to learn about your red flags. I'll share with you my red flag. Let's see if this is even fucking worth it. I got a call from a recruiter back in like my hometown and they were like, oh, I was like, why are you recruiting me? I don't live there. Well, because we saw you went to school so-and-so. Right? Okay, great. And I was like, what does it pay? Does it pay this? Well, no, because you're from a big market. I go, okay, the cost of living doesn't equate to that adjustment. So I'm going to say no. Like, let's get the fucking bullshit out of the way now. But keep me in mind for something that meets my qualifications. Like, let's build that bridge. Let's have this open line of communications. Because, and I share with the recruiter all the things that are good about me. And I tell all the fucking things that fucking suck about me. Like, legitimately, you tell me, how am I share honestly who I am and what I'm good at? And you fucking tell me where I fit. If we got something that works, it works.
And let's hone in on what you're
but I do talking. Love my job. I honestly, like, I say that. I just want to be very clear. Like, I really do appreciate where I work because it's very rare that you get to work with a group of people that you like. It's very rare that, like, the team that I work with allows me to be me, my team, as well as my leaders, because I am not the most conventional sort of fucking leader, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I think some of the things that I say and do and how blunt and how transparent I am could probably get other people in trouble.
Yeah.
But the way I do it
is built enough rapport. It's like a armor.
Because my team, everybody knows I give a fuck about them more than I don't even know where I am at percent the budget as a team. But I know, like, I don't know. It's just different. So I really appreciate that shit. So I don't want to say that like I don't like sharing that story acting like I'm looking to leave a situation that I fucking am incredibly grateful to be in. Yeah,
no, that's good. We got that stated on the record. I think it's important. Case Mark is listening, we don't want rat.
Yeah, we have Mark, like, fucking run to HR. You know what this motherfucker said?
That's what he would do. I know Mark.
He would fucking bounce. He's a lascivious
character.
In his shorts?
He operates surreptitiously.
He is
a bit alacritous as he moves.
Fucking, dude, like, seriously, use words that people know. Oh my God.
He's fast. He's sneaky. Like, what the fuck you want me to say?
Yeah, you don't have to do it in a southern accent. That's like,
well, fucking, that's what it sounds like when I say normal plain words. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I think I've spent my whole life.
Kansas. Trying not to
be confused with
those people. What salsa is made in Kansas City? Or is that New York City? What was that, the picante versus like the...
No, it wasn't made in New York City. They were pissed because the freaking salsa the other guy brought was made in New York City.
Yes.
And they wanted a salsa that was made picante? From Santa Fe, which is Pace Picante. Yes, okay. Jesus Christ, dude. Which is a white person company. Okay. Let's hone in on this first for like this last little part here because we're getting closer to coming up on time. But
oh my God, I had one more point I wanted to make. But go on.
No. I mean, make it then. Before
not enough is forced. Let's go.
What does that mean?
The only thing I was going to say there is like, you left another fucking job.
Yeah.
And you're going to pick a job. And this is what, this was going back to that other situation where I was trying to make sure things were right. And there was somebody on my team that at one point that was was looking for jobs to create their advancement. And when they came into my office, I was like, it sounds like you're going for a lateral move and you're going to build your rapport and build, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And I said,
yeah,
that's a terrible idea. I go, I'm always going to try and give you advice that I think is best for you. Not what I think is best for you, but what I think is you would think is best for you, right?
Right.
It's a little bit different. It's very hard to do that because like I could put myself in their shoes, but I still look it through my eyes. Mm-hmm. But based on what I know about this person looking for, what they're looking for out of life and what they're looking for out of a career, they came to me and they talked to me all the time. And basically we boiled down to this because I heard this somewhere else. I don't remember where, but I was like, if it's not a definite yes, it's a no.
Yeah, like you said that once. I like that.
It's not good advice. Like the decision should always fucking be easy, period. I don't care if you're in a relationship, professional, like do I stay, do I go? The fucking answer is clear. Now the path is fucking hard as shit. You were in a situation that you realized, okay, there were some things, we're gonna leave on good terms, but like I need to go elsewhere. They knew you need, like, it was a mutual, we need to go elsewhere.
Right, right.
But there was no decision to be made because everyone was like, okay, let's just shake hands and move on. The decision, finding another job. You were telling me the situation, right? Like,
yep.
When one pops up, the decision is clear. The path is fucking hard because life isn't fucking easy, right?
There's no roadmap, dude.
You listen to your intuition, you fucking know what the answer is. This person would come to me all the goddamn time. Like, I'd be like, no, that's terrible. Based on everything you told me, that's a fucking awful idea.
Yeah.
From your perspective, not mine.
No, hey, like, if based you're gonna, on what you've told me,
like, if this you're is going a hard to leave yeah. for a lateral move to start all over, no. You need to go here and you need to go for this level position because if you're moving, you need to go up. There are situations where you need to move laterally.
Yep.
For sure. But this particular situation was like, you have it good where you're at.
Yep.
It doesn't do any good to move laterally. Like, actually, like, I think, we actually laid out pros and cons. And I was like, holy shit, the cons are even deeper than I thought.
But that's what I was going to say is like, I still think it's important to go through the exercise of weighing out those pros and cons to make sure, you know what I mean? And so that'll help you come to that.
So,
is it a hard yes or no?
You know what I mean? So I agree with you because there's a couple things at play. Emotion clouds all fucking real judgment. Like people make terrible decisions based on emotion. So you have to have somebody to bounce things off of that can be clear-minded, right? So, and you can weigh out the pros and cons just to make sure like the decision has to be clear, right? There shouldn't be any question. Even if there's a lot of risk involved, like, nah, this is the fucking way I want to go. I know it. I know this is right. Right? After you finish your analysis, right? Like, this is the way I need to go.
There's times I've done the pro and con, and the cons outweigh, and I still went with my gut. And you know what I mean? There's times that the pros outweigh the cons, and I still go with my gut and don't do it. You know, like, even going through that exercise doesn't always help finish my decision, but I think it's important to kind of go through that for sure. So... I think there's been a lot of advice that we've shared, you know, over the last, you know, I guess couple episodes in a way.
6 months.
Journaling this discussion about, that I've been sharing. God, forgive me. I'm literally burping my face off here. Jason is just
can making you hear noise all over
here. No, yes, you, all that's
picked
up. It was
me up, sliding so. Shit around yeah, looking for like, more fucking beers. Like,
slamming cans. Wait, I don't know. So I've been kind of journaling some of my feelings with you. We've kept it very vague, and that's been intentional. But again, I think Jason has shared a lot today about kind of what he's looking for from a leadership style perspective, and then how he kind of motivates himself and his team and how his perspective on things, and again, some specific advice. And then for me, I think it's just been important about making sure I'm asking all the right questions. I think just like I'm giving you that advice, that's the advice that I'm trying to make sure that when I get the opportunity to meet with any of these companies, any of these people, I have questions ready. I'm curious about what I'll be getting into, but I also am wiser and I know what to ask. So I'm not just like, what's it going to be like? I'm able to be specific, like, hey, when I go into it, am I going to have this bucket and that bucket? And like, no, you're going to have one bucket.
You brought up a good point, though.
That helps that.
Some of the experience, right, helps. Yep. Like, all right, it's like you build one custom home. You're like, oh, fuck. I wish this and this were different. So you go build another custom home. You're like, oh, we got to fix that. And there's always like things that as you move through life, you're going to want to change or you've learned from, right? Like, I've never had a problem with making mistakes. I fucking make them every goddamn day, way too much. But as long as like, You know what you're looking for because of your experiences. You lean on your experiences. You lean on your intelligence. One of the things that, like, I think through life I've learned, and it seems like you have, based on the notes, you've learned as well too, is like where we came out of. Like, you've built a network of trust.
Yeah.
Built bridges, not necessarily burn them.
No, and I think that's been, like, truthfully, I know you had said, I think you even said that on last episode. I think we'll kind of touch on that a lot because that's
how do
a
you remember what the fuck kind I of said? A, is it because I'm too like drunk?
But it could have been last episode. It could have been in beers together. I've heard you say that before. You know, I think that's something that's like, and what I was trying to get at is that's like a core tenet of who you are. It's a core principle for how you operate. And so I think over time, we're going to continuously talk about not just why, like, cause sometimes the advice is don't burn bridges. But I know more about why you say that and who you've seen in your life do that. And I know that, you know, I know that I want to get into it a little bit tonight. I know we're kind of at time. We're going a little long, but let's go a little long tonight.
This is our show, right?
We do whatever we want. So
you're the producer. You tell me you're the boss.
No,
this is
your
show.
So I think it's
your
show. So I think I'll say a few things and then I'm going to turn it to you to talk about why you don't burn those bridges. But I'll just say that it's just, do what you say you're going to do when you get a chance to work with anybody from any walk of life. Because you just never know when you're going to need to pick up the phone and ask for a favor, or that person that you did good by will be a reference or a fist bump or a handshake or a nod for you that'll get you that interview or accelerate the job seeking process. So, but even if you're working at a fast food restaurant, just do right by everybody and just do your part and build that network of trust, and it will pay dividends in its own way. Like, it's not going to be like instant path to billionaire, right? I'm not fucking Andrew Tate.
No, but
it's just an important principle to live by. And that'd be my biggest advice in all this is whatever you're doing, just do what you say you're going to do and you'll build trust. You'll build a network. And when I'm in this situation, I'm not searching for jobs completely out of the blue. I have a lot of a network that I'm tapping into.
I can't say names.
Dude, just say first names and then.
All right, dude. So when we're going
through.
Why
do you have to say names? You make it so personal. These people don't give a shit. This person I know, a friend
fucking
of
fucking Mark knows who they are. I'll tell you later, right, Mark. Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying. You can always fill Mark in later. All right.
So when it comes to building or burning bridges, like, I'll start most recent. I was working with somebody that we both know. And I was like, we lost one of our leaders at work. And I was like, so their leader came in and asked me questions about certain things. And I was like, look, my focus is my team. I want to just do my job. I don't really care about anything outside of my team, right? And this person said, no, you should care. And I was like, why should I care? This is my job. This is my role. My team are my people. And that's my number one priority. Well, you need to be more selfish. You need to network more. You need to move up. You need to continue to grow professionally. Why? Is my question. And they said, oh, because as you go, you can help your team. I go, oh, fuck, that's the first time it made sense. Any other time, it just felt selfish. And for whatever reason, I always feel, I don't like to do selfish things if it doesn't impact. I have this thing where I want to be like a net positive on somebody's life. I don't want to do anything. So if I'm doing anything that's only a net positive for me, it has to include other people. I don't know why. It's this fucking weird thing. I haven't talked to my therapist enough to figure out why I'm like that. But, you know, Shelly, if you're out there listening, she's not. She spells her fucking name wrong too. Shelly, we've never covered that in our sessions. It's fucked up. It's not correct. We'll get into that later. This is another day for another topic. But the point is like you want to build bridges, right?
Because you never know when you're going to need somebody. And I worked for this fucking person, so happened to be a relative of mine, that had this thought so short-minded, would burn every fucking contractor, burn every fucking bridge. Oh my God, we can get them for this, we can get them for that. I go, yeah, you can rip them off right now and make that money, but they're never going to fucking do business with you again. Or you can do business the right way and have them as a lifetime fucking contact. Like, don't you want quality fucking accounts over like churn? You know what I mean? So there's like, those are the two instances. Actually, one of the instances, the first one, is when like building the network, it was somebody had told me, I'm not going to say names because you told me not to. You said first names. It's okay. Anyways, it was a gentleman out of Phoenix that had said,
you just got to ask me again.
Yeah, I'll keep asking you. Yeah. It's like performance, image, and exposure are okay. The important things, right? And I was like, oh, that fucking makes sense. The performance isn't going to get you promoted and help. You have to have the performance. You also have to image, and you have to have it get the exposure. Let people know what you're about and who you are and how you can help, right? And you have to build that network. So after those two conversations, that's how the other person we were talking to that was looking for other jobs ended up internally with a promotion. Because we there was a process that was put into place, and we're like, okay, you need a network. We all need a network. We're fucking this up. But the one thing I had learned a lot about from working for somebody that happens to be a relative of mine, I'm not going to say names, was burning bridges is a fucking bad thing. And I couldn't want to be more different in so many ways in this particular person.
It's amazing how sometimes you have somebody in your life that you want to be so bad, and you work your whole life to be like them. And there's other people that just be themselves, and you're like, wow, I never want to be anything like you. And you're thankful to both of those people.
Dude, you can learn from everybody around you, their failures and their successes.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy.
It is crazy. Like, the one thing I don't ever want, like, I tell, like, my nieces and nephews, like, I share with them so much fucking negative shit about me, like, things I fucked up, because it scares me so much they will put me on a pedestal, because there's so many people in my life that I had on a pedestal, and as I got older, I realized, like, holy fuck, they're all full of shit.
You're going to say pedestal so many times during these podcasts. Every time you do, I think of...
Did I say it a lot?
You say that all the time.
Ah, fuck. It's a thing. It must be a thing.
You literally, like, on our Friday manager meetings, we'd get in, like, back we had
therapy session, old
red-haired boss, and you would always just be like, I've seen this 100 times. You put what they do is put these people on a pedestal. When you put these people on a pedestal,
hey,
and you have said that.
Oh, my God.
And I just literally, and it reminds me of the, you're putting a pussy on a pedestal, like from 40-year-old virgin. Quit putting the pussy on a pedestal. He's like,
you can't say the P word anymore. We're going to cast it.
What do you mean you can't say that?
I don't think
I'm quoting a movie.
Can we say that?
So, like, maybe the best way to do it is just to, like, move on and just act naturally, not stop the whole show and ask if we're going to get canceled and bring more attention.
Matt, you know I'm an overthinker, right? Now I'm going to wonder why. Like, now I'm going to overthink saying that phrase. I have to talk to Shelly, like, ASAP. If she wasn't like 3 hours ahead of me, I would be texting her.
In a pedestal.
Like, is it a problem that why say the same goddamn shit?
No, dude. But no, I'm not saying you say the same goddamn shit. But you've always, like, the burning bridges thing, and I know the person in your life, but, and then you always talk about icons or loved ones or people you always, like, respected, and you always talk about them being on a pedestal. And you know what I mean? Anyway, it just...
It is, but it's fucking true.
It's just become like a funny.
I've been disappointed so much in my fucking life by people. Like, I don't want to just. I want to tell people like I'm a fucking piece of shit, and then be like, "Oh, dude, you're not that big a piece of shit. Thank you. I underpromised, overdelivered. It's a better option."
Well, listen. I think we're gonna get a ton more into Jason. All the levels of his assholery. He keeps slamming his fucking glass down, dude, on an audio podcast. He's,
you know, the week I've had, we talked about it earlier. Yeah. I'm drinking. I dominated this podcast. We didn't even talk about where you're interviewing. Where are you interviewing?
It was interesting. I would love to have jumped in at some point, but every time I tried, you literally interrupted me and ignored me about 10
times. For the record, this is the
one. I can't wait to pull up all those moments and show you all the times that I couldn't get a word in.
So. Just like the last episode, I'm never listening to this one. Holy God, okay.
Fuck me. An hour eight. Can we cut this up into two? Your turn. Your go. Tell me about what's happening with you and your job search.
I've had the shit. I've had a awful week. I've had...
What happened?
Nothing. We did. I've just had... Like I told you before you got here, I'm really low on sleep. The kids have been particularly finicky. This dog is... We've adopted a puppy. We're still like experiencing just moments.
And I love that
he
dog.
He gets up every day like at 5:36 just to go pee. And that's just... That kind of wakes me up. Once I'm up type
get
of guy.
Doggy door. Problem solved.
Okay, this guy is not listening to his friend's ways.
His problems.
He's just literally ignoring me solving and trying to problems. Solve. So that's basically what's happened for the last hour and 9 minutes. So, I just need to get some sleep. The good news is for me personally, the Chiefs, my football team in life, I'm KC native. NFL kickoff is tomorrow. The Chiefs game is at 5:30.
Wait, are they playing Pacific Detroit? Time.
They're playing the Lions. I think the Chiefs
I hope they
lose.
Fucking crush the bullshit piece of shit.
Oh, you're
Lions.
A Bears fan. So, yeah. Okay, perfect. So, we're getting some good.
So, yes, we took Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about that. We're not a football podcast. So anyway, but we're gonna go.
What
get
kind
some
of beer does
you? We got some beer. We're gonna go hang
Pat
out with
Mahomes
the family
like.
And watch the Chiefs family. What kind of beer does he like?
Yeah,
Coors Light.
You're full of shit.
No, I'll prove it to you after this. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. And then
why?
I'll prove
I'm ready
it.
To go. Let's keep going. Let's get more beers. Let's get. No.
No. No. I mean.
Do we drag this one on too long?
No, it was just such a bumpy fucking ending. So, we are going to... I forgot.
Why does the outro say, are they bottled or canned?
You did something again. Like, we just listened to it before we, like, played this episode. And I was talking about our socials or something. You're like, are they bottled or canned? I thought it was funny. And I would include it again every time we would outro.
I refuse to listen to our shit because I don't want anyone other than Mark to listen.
Mark, big shout out to you, buddy. To you.
Can we say his last name? It has an apostrophe in it.
No, let's not.
It does have. Can we give the world a clue? We give the world a clue? It has an apostrophe.
Inside. All right. So anyway.
No, for real. Legitimately, I am.
Right I know. Now. I know you are. But we're at Bottled and Canned on every single platform except for Twitter, aka X, Bottled in Canned. That's the only one where we can't
Bro, we haven't made one fucking post on anything. Have we?
And
are we going to post by the time this comes out?
It's the same bit as last time. Like, it just...
Every fucking
funny.
Episode is so many
it's
months
not
apart.
Even
it's so
funny.
Many months apart. Like, I don't even fucking remember... And I refuse to listen to the episodes.
We legit, no, that's not even an excuse because right before we hit record, we just listened to us reading the
Do you
socials.
Have any idea how much I drank?
And the bit. Okay. I'm arguing with the fucking wall here, as always. again, we appreciate all the listeners new. If you're a first time listener, I have no idea why you stuck around.
We haven't
around.
Even posted this. No
if,
one listened.
If this is the last time you're ever going
to
listen
to
us, I don't blame you.
Tell someone to listen.
I get it. I at this point, who knows? We do appreciate any love.
When can we turn the cameras on so you can see?
Eventually, we'll turn the cameras on. Same thing last time, too. Same bit again. All right. So, anyway.
Matt doesn't like it when I ask him the same question that, like, the problem should have been already solved. We should have had the cameras on.
All right, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to choke out, Jason. This is probably the last episode of this show, so go fuck yourself, buddy. Bye-bye.
I left.